This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the executive order trying to ban certain types of diversity training is in trouble. During these last days in office, it looks like a first override is in the cards for President Trump. And postal workers might be getting vaccinated soon. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian, in for Eric White. A federal court has blocked key portions of President Trump's executive order that sought to ban certain types of training on diversity and inclusion. Federal News Network's Jared Serbu has more.
As part of a lawsuit brought by civil rights groups, a judge in Northern California issued a nationwide injunction blocking the administration from enforcing the training ban on government contractors and grantees. The ruling also bars the administration from running a Labor Department hotline it set up to take reports of what the executive order calls divisive training. The injunction doesn't apply to federal agencies themselves, which have all but ceased their diversity and inclusion training in response to Trump's order. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
The House voted last night to override President Trump's veto of this year's defense authorization bill. Republicans and Democrats affirmed the bill's passage by a supermajority vote of 322-87. The Senate also needs to reapprove the bill by a two-thirds margin before it can become law over the president's objections. That chamber passed the bill in an 84-13 vote earlier this month before the president vetoed it. President-elect Joe Biden says the Pentagon is withholding briefings and information from his transition team. Biden said yesterday that both DOD and the Office of Management and Budget are obstructing the transition process for his Defense Department agency review team. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller denies that, contending that DOD has provided more material than the Biden team requested and that briefings are set to restart after the new year. The Defense Department now has a way to keep an eye on at-risk COVID-19 patients as they recover. More from Federal News Network's Scott Massioni.
The Military Health Service is offering a coronavirus remote monitoring program for patients who are sent home from the hospital but still may develop complications. The kit virtually monitors temperature, oxygen level, heart rate, and blood pressure to ensure patients are recovering properly. The pilot started at Joint Base San Antonio but now spans military installations from California to Maryland. A team of teleworking nurses watch the patients for any warning signs and alert medical staff of any issues. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency launches its first accelerator to connect to commercial companies and harness innovation. The NGA will select up to 8 companies for the 13-week program, which includes $100,000 in funding, plus mentorship and direct engagement with the NGA. The agency is looking for companies that can provide products involving a host of technologies, including predictive intelligence and data management. A White House memo cuts performance data requirements from agencies' budget requests. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The memo from the Office of Management and Budget removes an earlier section of guidance that gave agencies a common framework to evaluate programs under the Government Performance and Results Act. OMB says the legislation led to agencies creating thousands of pages of performance data that got little attention from Congress. Agencies use this performance data to justify their annual budget requests. The Biden administration expects to issue its first budget request in January. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Postal Service employees are one step closer to getting the COVID-19 vaccine. A CDC advisory panel recommends USPS and other frontline employees get vaccinated under the next wave of distribution. The first wave has prioritized healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities. The panel's recommendations are not binding, but have been sent to CDC Director Robert Redfield for his consideration. Find these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Peter Masurlian, in for Eric White.